We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's bring someone else in. He spent 12 years in the NFL as a quarterback, three of which came in Houston the same time Kyle Shanahan was there. Sage Rosenfeld is kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Sage, you just heard what we were talking about. You've run some 40-yard dashes in your day. How hard is it? Let's explain it to the layman. How hard is it to run 4.6?
Well, I don't know about hard. It's just they're just natural abilities that some people are fast and some people aren't. And I could, you know, I was always the fastest kid in my elementary class, my middle school class, and I ran a 4.72. And whoever was talking earlier, when you come out after the college season and get ready for the combine, you pretty much do have like a track coach that gets you ready to run the 40 and gets you ready for all these drills you have to do at the combine. And I was the best shape of my life, legitimately best track shape of my life, and I ran a 4.72. So yeah, anyone that can run it under 4.6 or in the 4.6s or 4.5s is incredibly fast.
Thank you, Jamro. It's your boy Lo Neal. You know, played 16 years in that league, and 4.6, 4.5, you're stepping. And we have one of our co-hosts. He's talking about he's 40 years old. He's 6'3", and he thinks he can run a 4.6. And I told him, yeah, have
no
fun
chance.
Trying to get. What'd you say? Say it again.
I'm 42. I still think I'm in decent shape, and I probably can barely run a 5. Flat 40 right now. That's
there you go.
That's what happened. After you get to about 30, your body just starts to say no to you, and all that fast twitch stuff you have in your teens and your 20s just slowly disappears.
Switching gears a little bit here, what do you think of the Raheem Mostert situation with the 49ers? He requests a trade. He wants a small bump. I mean, on the surface, it seems like, well, just give him the raise, but then it sets a bad precedent potentially. Does it surprise you? How do you see that kind of shaking out?
Well, it's just a really tough situation because, you know, when he was signed, he wasn't signed to a contract that, you know, represents what his current value is on that football team and how he played last year and the value that he brought, you know, during the playoff run, the end of the season run, and how well he played. But the hard part is in Kyle's system, in Kyle Shanahan's system, and this goes back to his dad's system, there's just a long history of running backs who are not first round draft picks, who are not, you know, $10 million a year guys, succeeding in that offense, that zone scheme. It's more about the system, more about the offensive line and the tight end and the fullback and the way they block. And obviously the scheme that Kyle brings, to the table, you know, that scheme has made a lot of really sort of average running backs into very, very good running backs. Now, I think Mostert's a very good running back. I think he fits that scheme perfectly, but they do have other guys on that football team who can step right in if they decide not to pay him. They can step right in and play very, very well. And obviously, you know, Jerick McKinnon, they paid pretty well a couple of years ago, and he has really yet to play. So I'm sure they're hoping that he gets back healthy and he could be the guy that could be one of those guys. You can't pay all these running backs a ton of money. They've already paid a couple of guys, and my guess is he's going to be somewhere else this year if they can find trade value for him.
Former NFL quarterback Sage Rosenfeld is joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What is it about Shanahan's system that produces so many great runners from out of nowhere? We always hear it's the system, it's this great system, zone blocking. For our listeners, can you explain what exactly is going on that gives these running backs such a great opportunity to excel?
Yeah, so, you know, if you look at the way defenses are designed, every single defensive player basically has a gap. You know, defensive linemen, linebackers, the safeties, sometimes it's the corners. They have some sort of gap within that defense along that line. And what Kyle does, in particular with the outside zone scheme, is he forces defense to try to stay in their gap with the offensive line and the tight ends really trying to stretch laterally the line of scrimmage. And if you just get, and a lot of times they have really quick offensive line. I believe San Francisco had the lightest offensive line in the NFL, which means those guys are quick and they can move and they can run. And if you get one D lineman out of the gap or one linebacker out of the gap trying to go back door, or they even try to overrun something, then there's that cutback lane. There can be some huge holes. And since they're so well taught and so well coached by John Benton, the offensive line coach, that, you know, if one defensive player gets out of their gap, and again, they're so disciplined in what they do offensively, the running backs know exactly where they're supposed to go. The offensive lineman knows where the running backs are supposed to go. And if one person's just slightly out of the gap, there's some big holes there. And, you know, they've been running this scheme for a long, long time. They've had a ton of success going back to Houston. You know, Arian Foster, he wasn't a high draft pick, yet he was one of the best running backs in the NFL for a couple of years. So there's just this history of knowing all the ins and outs and the fine, fine details of this zone blocking scheme and now the counter blocking schemes. You know, that they do, that they're just the fine, fine detail is there. Then you add on what Kyle does with some of the RPO stuff and some of the shotgun stuff and all the stuff they do that's a little bit different than the traditional, you know, Kyle Shanahan offense. And they really, you know, I think a lot of running backs can have a lot of success within that system.
No question. You well said, talking about just the zone scheme itself. But why also the success? You've seen RG3 have success. Why is it also quarterback kind of friendly when you're talking about this type of offense that Kyle Shanahan runs as well?
Well, in particular, in that outside zone, you know, the thing is with the offensive line and the way they run, you know, it said laterally along the line of scrimmage, it's, you know, when people think of running the football, they think, you know, the offensive line coming off the ball, coming downhill, coming right at it, you know, with a fullback, that's what we think, right, coming right at that linebacker, blowing them up. But it's really not that. It's really with that lateral scheme. It sort of creates a wall. And so when the quarterback doesn't hand the ball to the running back and he fakes it to him, now you've got this really nice wall along the line of scrimmage that you know, the defensive line, they have to fit in that in those gaps, as I talked about earlier. So they're playing run first, run, and then the quarterback pulls the ball, and then there's some really big gashes in the secondary. The linebackers have to fit up into their spots. The safeties have to fit up into those run spots, and now there's some nice holes on the back end. And also, you get a lot of one-on-one coverage when your running back is running for 150 yards every game. You get a lot of one-on-ones on the outside. You're not trying to throw the ball versus cover two all the time. So, you know, that zone scheme offensively fits perfectly with a play-action game for the quarterbacks. And so, I was a quarterback about the 12 years I played. Hands down, the most success I had was in that zone scheme, and I'm not the only one. You know, Matt Schaub drew for a gazillion yards down there in Houston, and you wouldn't put him as a Hall of Fame quarterback, but yet there was a year he led the quarterback in the NFL in passing. So, the play-action game and the bootleg stuff, again, with all eyes on the running game, trying to stop that running game, opens up for some really big plays in the bootleg game, get the quarterback out on the edge. And that's the best feeling in the world. When you're a quarterback and you can fake the run and you can boot out there and there's nobody around you, that's a heck of a lot better feeling than standing in the middle of that pocket, dropping back pass all the time with guys like Nick Bosa and those guys chasing you all the time. That is hard sledding. That is the hardest thing to do in the NFL, I think, is to drop back pass, and Kyle tries to minimize those as much as possible.
Sage, what do you think ultimately happens with Mostert? I mean, I think the obvious first thought for me was, well, the move is play hardball, tell him to show up, play it out, no way we're trading you. I mean, is that, you know, the 49ers, you know, it's a little bit bigger than Mostert, right? I mean, it's, you know, they're trying to almost set precedent as being an organization that's going to run themselves like a Patriots or something like that, right?
Well, you know, I do think John Lynch and Kyle are a little more reasonable than Bill Belichick. You know, I think they want the players to know that they will work with them, and when guys play really well, they should be rewarded. But this is a tough situation because, you know, for somebody to trade for him, they're going to have to offer him a lot of money. And this is a guy who's been on a lot of football teams and didn't have nearly the success in these other systems as he's had in Kyle's system. So other teams may look at Mostert and say, you know, this is a guy who wasn't a great player before, but the system is what's making him a great player. So we had him onto our team, which is not necessarily that system, and he probably won't have that same production. You also look at, you know, Kyle's, you know, scenario or San Francisco's scenario. You know, why do they want to get rid of him unless they get really good value for him? So, you know, he's under contract. I'm sure they're going to expect him to show up. You know, but if he doesn't, I guess we'll have to sort of see how this thing plays out. But I have a hard time seeing another team, you know, offering up a second round draft pick or something like that, you know, for him just based off the fact that he didn't have a ton of success until Kyle Shanahan showed up.
He spent 12 years as an NFL quarterback, three of which came in Houston, same time as Kyle Shanahan. Sage Rosenfels, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Sage, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.